This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is November the 18th, 2018. This is called Full Circle. The Lord says, wickedness has come full circle. It is ripe. The harvest has come. It will be judged. Justice, judgment shall rain down as water, and righteousness as a mighty stream. What you're seeing in full is full transparency. What has been going on for centuries is being exposed. It is nasty, ugly, and repulsive, and you've only seen a little. I will clean it out, the swamp. It is being cleaned out like a sore that has been lanced and all the poison cleaned out. This is the justice phase. As bad as the wickedness has been, my righteousness will be greater. So take courage and trust the plan. I have drawn a line in the sand. Wickedness is ripe and it must be harvested. I was thinking about Moses whenever he went up to get the law and they were worshiping, made the calf god, and they were worshiping idols. And he said, whoever's for the Lord, come over here. You know, he drew a line. And the earth swallowed up the rest of them. Full disclosure is coming. How do you think the country will know? How do you think the world will know? Hear the voice of my prophets. Ezekiel the prophet had a look into the hole in the wall. Now I'm going to read Ezekiel chapter 8. Everybody there? Ezekiel's next to Daniel. Next door to Daniel. I want everybody to follow along. Okay, ready? And in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness of a man with the appearance of fire. From his waist downward, he was like fire, and from his waist upward, he had the appearance of brightness like gleaming bronze. When I started reading this, when the Lord began to give me this, I began to weep. And anyway, let me continue. And he put forth the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the door of the inner court. Now this is the temple, which faces toward the north, where was the seat of the idol of jealousy, which provokes no to jealousy. And behold, there was the glory of God, of the God of Israel, like the vision I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, son of man, now lift up your eyes toward the north. So I lifted up my eyes toward the north, and behold, on the north of the altar gate was that idol of jealousy in the entrance. Furthermore, the Spirit said to me, son of man, do you see what they are doing? The great abominations that the house of Israel is committing here to drive me far from my sanctuary. You know, he came in chapter 1, the chariot with the four creatures came to escort the Spirit of God out of the temple. This is before or during the time when Nebuchadnezzar was coming in and took all the vessels out of the temple and all that was going on. But you shall again see greater abominations. And he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, behold, there was a hole in the wall. Then he said to me, son of man, dig now in the wall. And when I had dug in the wall, behold, there was a door. And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations that they do here in the church of their day. So I went in and saw their pictures of every form of creeping things and loathsome beasts and all idols of the house of Israel painted round about on the wall. And there stood before these 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jezaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense was going up he's talking about in prayer to these other gods. Then said he to me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark, every man in his secret chambers? of idol pictures, for they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. He also said to me, yet again you shall see greater abominations which they are committing. Then he brought me to the entrance of the north gate of the Lord's house, and behold, there sat women weeping for Tammuz and a Babylonian god who was supposed to die annually and subsequently be resurrected. Then said the Spirit to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Yet again shall see greater abominations than they are committing. See, the Lord said, we've seen a little, but it is we've hardly seen anything. And he brought me to the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the bronze altar, were about 25 men with their backs to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they were bowing themselves toward the east and worshiping the sun. Then the Spirit said to me, have you seen this, O son of man? Is it too slight a thing to the house of Judah to commit the abominations which they commit here, that they might fill the land with violence and turn back afresh to provoke me to anger? And behold, they put the branch to their nose, actually before their mouths, in superstitious worship. Therefore I will deal in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. The Spirit cried in my ears in the vision with a loud voice, saying, cause those to draw near who have charge over the city. Every man, as executioners, every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Here comes the justice phase. And behold, six men came from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, every man with his battle axe in his hand. And one man among them was clothed in linen with a writer's ink bottle at his side. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. And the glory of the Lord of Israel, the Shekinah cloud, had gone up from the cherubim upon which it had rested to stand above the threshold of the Lord's house. So the Spirit of God is out of the temple now. It's up above in the chariot. And the Lord called to the man clothed with linen, who had the writer's ink bottle at his side. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men who sigh and groan over all the abominations that are committed in the midst of it. In other words, the sign of God's going to be marked in the ones that are righteous in the city, because destruction's coming. And to the others he said in my hearing, follow the man with the ink bottle through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have any pity. Slay outright the elderly, the young man, the virgin, the infant, and the woman, but do not touch or go near anyone on whom is the mark. Begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the old men who were in front of the temple, who did not have the Lord's mark on their foreheads. And he said to the executioners, defile the temple and fill its courts with the slain. Go forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. And while they were slaying them and I was left, I fell upon my face and cried, ah, Lord God, will you destroy all that is left of Israel in your pouring out of your wrath and indignation upon Jerusalem? Then he said to me, the iniquity and guilt of the house of Israel and Judah are exceedingly great. Land is full of blood, and the city full of injustice and perverseness. For they say, the Lord has forsaken the land. The Lord does not see what we are doing. And as for me, my eye will not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their wicked doings upon their own heads. And behold, the man clothed in linen, who had the ink bottle at his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me. So as I was thinking about what I just read, the Lord said to me, the Lord has beckoned me not to stop looking into the hole in the wall. And that was why I was crying, because I said, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. But I have to obey whatever he wants to show me. I said, Lord, just leave me. Leave me. I don't want to see it. I'm no different than you. I may not want to hear it or may not want to see it. But the Lord's saying, you have to. My call is not just to you. Understand that. I don't know where it's going. I don't know how big it'll be. It is to you, but not just to you. And so I have to follow the Lord in it. And I'd ask you to help me in this, because it's not easy. I'd much rather teach faith and have feel-good messages, but that's more the teacher and the pastor, how I started this out. But the prophetic ministry is a different story, because there's a lot of things fixing to happen this year. 2019, what was it? The solving of naughty problems, and what was the other? Witty inventions. So there's a lot of things going to happen. Look at how much has happened just this year. So there's a lot coming, and I think it's, yes, we're going to see some things we don't want to see. There's going to be, because when the, you know, when you start cleaning out the wickedness, we're going to see some ugly things. That's what it is, the swamp being drained. But God is greater than that. And His glory is going to begin to start moving the bad things out, and His reign is going to move in His glory like we've not known in our lifetime. So I just ask you to, I appreciate you lifting me up, because I'm just going, what next, Lord? Doing the flat earth teaching has probably, I've had more warfare concerning this subject than anything I've ever taught, within and without. I'm just going, wow. So, transparency, that's what the president says. He's a person of transparency, and he wants us to know the truth about what's been suppressed, what's we've been lied to about. He wants the truth to be known so we can know. And we can have the best of things that have been withheld from us. That's the plan of God. This man has been selected by God, not just to be our president, but to also set an example for world leaders. There's going to be other leaders that want to live this. We're already seeing it. They want to hook up with Trump because God's on him. The anointing's on him. They're tired of the tyranny. They're scared of what the devil's doing in his plan and the destruction. They want freedom. They want freedom for their people. So this is not just the United States. This is a worldwide thing that God's doing. Okay. That'll do it.